So it's Scott Simmons back with the Radio Real Estate Show, and we're going to continue on with the same theme, and I've got a couple more tapes I'm going to play that I taped earlier this month down at a contractor show on the island here. Now, the next tape is kind of an obscure profession that most people probably won't have to hire. I've had a few occasions where doing the, you know, selling homes, I've had to hire him, and we've had our customers have had to hire him and bring him in. And one house in particular, what happened was at some point in the life of the house was jacked up. One of the owners jacked it up and put a basement underneath it, lifted it off the foundations. And the home inspector came through the house and looked at the house and went, gee, this house was jacked up one time in the last 20-odd years. And, of course, he looked up at the joists and said, gee, that's a pretty big span. I think there could be a beam missing. And, I mean, you know, everybody just kind of looked at him, really, a beam missing? So we, you know, the buyer stand there going, oh, my God, there could be a beam missing. And the home inspector, I mean, they find things, but they're not experts on beams. So what we did was we called a contractor. And so the contractor came in, and the contractor, you know, who is a really good contractor on the island here, he looked up at the joist and said, you know, I would probably bet there's a beam missing. And at that point, I was like, oh, gosh, a beam is missing. So the contractor phoned the engineer, Greg Slykoff, and Greg came in and said, well, I think there's a beam missing, but we won't know until we do a calculation of the load calculation. And sure enough, he took out his calculator and his measuring tape and measured all the beams and worked out the load calculation and figured out that, yes, the house had been jacked up and there was definitely a beam missing. And they had run, basically the whole house was, part of the house was sitting on a window with no lintel above the window, and there was no weight. The windows themselves were taking a huge portion of the weight. Even if there was just a small earthquake, the house could have literally toppled over. So the sellers, you know, to part of the closing was they had to take Greg's recommendation, hire the contractor, and put the beam in and fix it because the house was totally unsafe. And in situations like that, the sellers really have no choice because what happens is in British Columbia, it's full disclosure. So as the listing agent, or the listing agent would have had to amend the get the seller to amend the disclosure statement and say, hey, there's a beam missing. And then the deal would have fell apart, and the disclosure statement would have said that there's a beam missing. Anybody else buying the house would have wanted the house with the beam in, not one missing. So once it was discovered and found out, there was really nothing that could be done except the beam had to be put in. And that's what engineers do. They do all the calculations, and so I was fortunate enough to run into an engineer and talk to him for a few minutes. It's a short tape, but we can play it, and he can kind of explain maybe what the role of an engineer is. And so without further ado, we'll play the tape, and we'll go into it.
So it's Scott Simmons, and we're down at the Windsor Plywood Contractor Show, and I've dragged a person out of the show, a very interesting person. He's related in the construction business because he's an engineer, a structural engineer. His name is Greg. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Scott.
And now, what does an engineer do in the home construction business?
Good question. Well, let's see. What happens is if you are going to be building a house or a project that's really very simple, or then typically you might not need an engineer. But if you're going to do something out of the ordinary, maybe some big spans or some tall ceilings or some big windows or something unusual, then it might fall outside of the building code, you know, directly. And so that what would happen is that the building inspector would say, gosh, you're going to need an engineer to check that out for you, make sure it's safe.
And that's the problem. Nowadays, people don't want to just build little tiny rectangular houses. They want to, you know, buy this lot on the edge of the hill and build this monster house with all these angles and jagged things and overhangs and windows and porches and perches. And
yeah, this is very true. I mean, there's still lots of houses being built, you know, kind of standard sort of things, but it's true. I mean, let's face it, Salt Spring has wonderful views out of a lot of lots, and so people want glass everywhere, but of course the glass is no good if you have an earthquake, so you have to have something some structure somewhere else, maybe between the glass or on another wall or something, to be able to take that earthquake load and handle it reasonably.
And that's what an engineer would do, to be able to figure it out.
Yeah, you follow the loads around, make sure things are going to be stable.
And it's all tied together, and a lot of times people will have to buy steel Simpson straps and stuff and build shear walls and put it all in there, and that's what you would specify. You've got to put this shear wall here, this strapping here, and most of that hardware could be bought at Windsor Plywood if they were doing something.
Absolutely, yeah. Just about everything can be gotten through Windsor Plywood, yep.
And that's what you would specify is, okay, now you've got to do it this way, and this way. And then the homeowner could say, okay, now I've got my plans engineered. We're off to the races. And they'd sit down with their contractor and say, this is the engineer's plan on top of the architect's plan, and away they go.
That's the way it works, Scott. That's the way it works.
It's so simple when you hire the right person.
It's so true.
Well, thank you, Greg. Have yourself a wonderful afternoon. Thanks for the interview. Now...
And it's Scott Simmons back with the Radio Real Estate Show. So that was a brief interview with an engineer. The one thing that most people don't understand when they build a home is, you know, they hire an architect to draw beautiful plans, and then they think that's it. I've got the plans. I'm going to go down, get my building permit, hire a general contractor, and we're off to the races. We're going to have this home built. And what they don't realize is that architect, there's no engineering stamp on the actual plans. So the architect or draftsperson might have made these big sweeping walls out of glass and all these wonderful things, but it's not an engineer drawing. Now, some firms, some big architectural firms, have in-house engineers, and they certify the plans, and they're all engineered. Chances are most plans aren't engineered. So after you get it all drawn, you go down to the building department, and the first thing that the building department says to you, oh, these are wonderful plans. We're so glad that you're going to build this house. Now, can you get this engineered for us and bring it back? And usually the people have a big blank stare on their face and go, what do you mean engineered? And they have to hunt down an engineer, a structural engineer, and the structural engineer has to go through all of the spans, all of the weight load calculations, the shear walls, and make sure that the house will actually stand. So it's just one of the steps in the construction process. And so I'm glad I was able to talk to Greg Slakoff, the engineer on the island here, a structural engineer, and get a little bit of a clip out of him about what engineers do. It's an important thing. Most people tend to overlook it. And the other type of engineer that one might have to hire is a soil engineer. If you were building in a location on Salt Spring Island that's in DPA 6, which is a side hill slope stability problems in DPA 6, and you have to get a structural engineer to come in and look at the actual soil conditions and figure out if you can build in that location, a lot of times those engineers, the geotechnical engineers, will specify that you'll have to build, you'll have to get drainage in there. I mean, the keeping it dry is the big things. You know, they'll specify, well, you can build the house there on that point, but that point of land will have to be totally dry, and you're going to have to put in a French drain, perimeter drains. The water will have to go from there off to the far side of the lot. They'll make you control all the surface water coming, all the runoff water from the house. Because if you're on a slippery slope, and slippery slope is a tough thing to say on the radio, if you're on a slippery slope, the key is to keep it dry. And that's where people get mixed up on the different types of engineers that you can hire on a job site. One is a structural engineer, which deals with the actual loads inside the house, shear walls and different structural loads. And the other one is a geotechnical engineer that you may be required to hire if you're in a slippery area, or else on a steep hill or underneath a steep hill. And it's one of the things that the more you do in real estate, the more in-depth either you're renovating a home or building a home, these are the types of professionals that you're going to have to hire. So we're going to stop for a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Radio Real Estate Show. It's Scott Simmons, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Carol Isles, and I am a candidate for CRD Director. I believe in making decisions on the basis of information rather than political agendas. As your CRD Director, I will do my best to listen to Islanders, to provide regular updates to consult with other agencies. Five key areas that need attention are the hospital, water and waste management, transportation, affordable housing, and parks and recreation. For details, see my website, caroliles.wordpress.com. That's caroleiles.wordpress.com. November 19th is your chance to have a say in how you want your community to move forward. I'm Carol Iles, and I would be honored to act as your CRD representative.
This has been a paid political announcement.
And it's Scott Simmons back here with the Radio Real Estate Show. And one note on the local elections tonight, down at the Harbor House at 5 o'clock, there'll be a meet and greet with all the people running for the various positions on Salt Spring Island. There'll be people, hopefully the school board people will be there. The Islands Trust candidates and the CRD director candidates will all be down there. And I will be there myself, and I'm going to have my video camera with me. And I want to hear from you, the Salt Springers, about who you're going to vote for and why. I mean, it's a very pivotal election. Well, all elections are, but this one, local elections matter. They really make a big difference. And we're talking about, this is the Radio Real Estate Show. Real estate, chances are your house is your biggest investment. What happens in local politics with the CRD and the water systems, the Islands Trust and their zoning issues, the school board and their taxes, and, you know, if they have some kind of financial, wherewithal, the people that are getting voted in, it's important. It's ultimately very, very important that you get involved in the local election, you find out who you think are the best candidates, and you vote for if the best people you think are going to represent you and do the best job they can on Salt Spring Island. I mean, local elections really, really matter. Here at the radio station at CFSI, we've tried very hard to get all of the candidates onto the station as much as possible, get as many interviews as possible. I've interviewed all of the Islands Trust candidates. They can be viewed on my radio real estate website. If you just Google all candidates Salt Spring, they'll come up. I've got audio clips of all the people running for Islands Trust. Unfortunately, I didn't have enough time on my show to interview all the people running for CRD. And I also have a video clip from the all candidates meeting at the school board that I took, and I really am watching the school board election because I have two kids in the schools, and if you ask me, it's pivotal that we get people in there that are fiscally responsible, because the school board can just go through money like nobody's business, and it's, as an islander, and a property owner on the island, we want to control our taxes, and we want people that are, that's why we want people that understand what a balance sheet looks like, if you ask me, and they can weigh in all of the different situations that come up on the school board. So anyways, I want you to get involved and get out tonight and meet the candidates. If you haven't met them, try to get out tonight or listen to the radio. We'll be playing more of the tapes. And again, on our website, the CFSI website, you can find the audio, the link to the Islands Trust All Candidates meeting that we had at the radio station, and you can also find the All Candidates meeting that we had with the CRD directors. Again, my take on this is real estate is dependent on local government. We need a fiscally conservative local governments in all categories, if you ask me. We do not need runaway taxes on this island. Myself, personally, I pay enough property tax. I think everybody pays enough. We need people that are going to be in there that aren't just going to spend like crazy. We need people that are conscious about spending our money. I mean, it's our money, that tax money that they're spending. It really bothers me that nobody ran on the, that they were going to actually go in there and cut taxes. There's nobody even mentioned cutting taxes. They're all going to promise us the world when they're running. It's unfortunately that there's not a slate of candidates that are going to go in there and try to control spending and get rid of some of the middle managers in all these bureaucracies, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. So anyways, it's Scott Simmons with the Radio Real Estate Show. We're going to play one more ad, and I'm going to wrap up my show a little bit early today. Johnny DeVille will be in momentarily with his rock and roll for the afternoon. So thank you for listening to the CFSI Radio Real Estate Show. Have yourself a wonderful day on Salt Spring Island, and enjoy this nice weather.